We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Aggie Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, from Old Chicago, welcome to the Aggies Coaches Show, brought to you by Old Chicago. Great pizza deserves great beer. America First Credit Union, financial solutions for every need. And by S.C. Needham Jewelers, where Utah gets engaged. Now, the Aggies Coaches Show. Here's the voice of the Aggies, Scott Girard.
Show, and while we'd love to be doing nothing but talking about X's and O's and football games and a recap of the Washington State game and looking ahead to other games coming down the pipeline, it's not quite yet to be, and we'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later on. But with that said, we still have a great opportunity for you to learn more about Aggie Athletics and what's going on up at Utah State. John Hartwell was kind enough to join us last week, and this week, the man himself, Jerry Bovee, hanging out with us here at Old Chicago. How are you, sir?
Really good.
Maybe we'll turn your mic on. It might be a little bit better.
Oh, Jay, turn me up.
Really good. It's
awesome.
Good to be with you.
Every day is different for you, isn't it?
This is the most interesting time to work in collegiate athletics that I ever thought it could be. Every day's a new day.
It really seems as if there's just, you know, you never know. You get up in the morning, you look at Twitter, and then you start getting through your day, and it's like, okay, what hurdle are we going to have to overcome today?
Yeah, it starts earlier because the news, I mean, the cycle is much quicker.
Yeah.
With what's going on, and so you start off early to kind of get caught up, and then the phone calls start immediately. I mean, Coach Anderson will call at 6:30 in the morning, and we have a conversation about what the day looks like, and it changes. And, you know, this is hard for coaches because coaching is almost like teaching in a way that you have your pedagogy set up and your curriculum all lined out, and you know what you do on September 8th and 9th every year.
Yeah.
And now they have to pivot so much quicker than they're comfortable with because they're very – into their routines.
Yeah, they're creatures of habit.
No question.
I mean, you know, you go to Gary Anderson's office and you see a outline of practice. He has down to the second what everybody's doing at what given time. And to tell coaches like, hey, sorry, put everything on hold for a little bit. That's tough for these guys.
And the greatest coaches are the ones that are planned out and use every second of time to the most. I mean, because winning is on the margin.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're an Olympian, between the gold medal and last place is less than a second.
Yeah.
So it's the same in our business, too. Success comes on the margin, and when you don't know each day what it might bring, that's really hard for some of those creatures of habit to figure out.
Yeah. Last week, John Hartwell on the program, and I'll ask you probably a lot of the same questions because who knows, maybe some things have changed since then. But I do know that the Mountain West Conference is keeping a close eye on the landscape. They issued a statement today saying that, hey, look, a month ago we had a landscape of reasons why we decided not to play fall sports. A lot of those reasons still exist. We're still working through a lot of issues, and essentially said, hey, we're working on it. We're trying. We're working to get there, because now's a little bit of a difficult time because people are watching games in some conferences on the weekend, and I think that there's some fans out there that say, well, you know, why can't we go?
Yeah, and especially when you had a big game last night that affects fans in our state. So you've got people saying, why can't we do this? But each conference is different in what their mission is, in the diversity within the conference. I mean, we have California schools that haven't even been on campus yet since the outbreak back in March. So, you know, our situation as a conference may be different than what the SEC is dealing with. Well, it is different.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I think it's Washington and California. I'm not sure about Oregon. Maybe I'm flip-flopping Washington and Oregon. They can't have practices.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to play a game if you can't bring players together and actually have an organized team activity.
Well, and even the game last night, at halftime we learned that
That's true.
Of the two teams hadn't even gone live yet, which you could tell. I mean,
it's pretty obvious,
yeah.
Pretty quick, yeah.
So I think that's just a different situation that everyone's dealing with and how they're getting through it.
How you talk about your coaches, though, how are people in that athletic department handling these, you know, frankly, unprecedented times?
You know, I've been really proud of our coaches and staff and in the way that we've pivoted. I mean, you know, I'll get people that will come up and say, hey, what are you guys doing right now? There's nothing to do since you don't have sports. And we're making plans and contingency plans on every scenario. I mean, going into football, not knowing, you know, a week, 2 weeks before camp was to start, whether we'd be going or not, we had to plan that we were going. We had to plan for what it might look like if we weren't going. There's so many more stakeholders right now to keep your eye on. Your fan base, your alums, your student athletes have different needs right now. It's a confusing time with, are we going to be on campus for classes? Are we back online? I mean, all of that stuff had to be planned out. We had a plan with football. In fact, the day before the Mountain West Conference and the Pac-12 came out, my peers at Utah and BYU had a meeting with the governor to go over what our stadium plan was going to look like.
Wow.
And, you know, all that got canceled. And now as we get ready for basketball, we've got to go into it planning to start on time with three or four or five different plans of when we could start. So, yeah, it's a lot harder in some ways for everyone because you have to have so many plans.
One thing that statement from the Mountain West Conference said earlier today, that in terms of winter sports, that things right now appear to be on target. And again, everything can change here at any given moment. But they said that essentially we're working towards at least some level of a regular start for winter. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, I think going into it now, and every day we come to terms as a society with COVID and how it relates, and the virus is changing. You know, I saw something last week that, you know, because we've always gone with this approach of masks and what really does it do. And now there's some studies out that say that if you wear a mask and you contract the virus, it might be easier for you to get through it than it may have been with it. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, it's changing every day.
Every day is a little different, for sure.
And we've got to get there. So I think for us, we're planning to start on time in our fall sports, but we're also planning contingencies around that if it gets bumped to, you know, there's some conversation about maybe starting after Thanksgiving because our students won't be coming back for in classroom seating at the Thanksgiving holiday break, and maybe that's a better time to start. So we got to plan for that too, and then what the spectrum's going to look like from a fan base standpoint.
Yeah, the line here, other winter sports and spring sports are currently expected to proceed as originally planned and would be conducted concurrently with the rescheduled sports in what could be a, quote, robust spring offering. Well, that sounds like a buffet. Like we're at Old Chicago, we got like 10 pizzas in front of us. Get crazy.
And our staff's actually not gotten any bigger, so if we have potentially volleyball game in the morning, a basketball game in the afternoon, a football game at night, or vice versa, then, you know, we're in it. So, which, if that's what it is, then we'll be ready to go and we'll figure it out. So we've kind of got to be ready for every scenario that could be thrown at us.
You and I have talked a lot about this on the air. John Hartwell and I have talked about this as well. The difficulties, but also the opportunities of spring football. And I know it's something that the conference is still looking at it. At a high level.
Yeah, and, you know, Gary and I had this conversation earlier today about what, you know, I mean, football coaches, purists especially, look at the spring as maybe their most important time for training. And that's the first time that you get some of those kids in back in your you know, the freshmen that'll start. So on one hand, playing in the spring accomplishes a goal for those seniors that didn't get a chance to play, for your fan base to be able to see some football. But it takes away a traditional spring practice time. So how do you implement what you need to do at that point? Because as we saw last night, it may work in theory that we're just going to get a few games in and work out the kinks. When you get going and you snap that first, you kick off the first kickoff, it's a competitive situation. And one was ready to play last night and one wasn't.
Yeah.
So you have to approach it that, look, we're training up our young guys, but it's not a traditional spring if we end up playing in the spring.
Yeah. Well, and you know, February in Logan isn't a lot of fun sometimes.
No. No. I was reminded of that after being gone 24 years coming
even,
back last year.
Even, 40 miles to the south, it's still a little bit better.
No question.
You've been – we talked about that. As whether the athletic director at Weber State or now here at Utah State or even at the High School Athletic Association, you've been around a lot of things that – are, you know, that can be difficult to handle sometimes or different situations. You've never dealt with anything like this, have you?
This is the most unprecedented career experience ever, and I've been through some interesting times, but I don't know that it'll ever be matched. I hope not too.
Yeah.
I mean, 2020 in my rearview mirror may be as good as it gets with social injustice issues and the virus, name, image, and likeness. I mean, it seems like everything that could have happened has happened all at once. And there's a confluence of all these issues and the lack of patience. And, I mean, we're all a little grumpy right now. We've been in this for a while. We want to get back to some sense of normalcy. And you throw that in with the other ingredients, and it's a powder keg.
Yeah. I did a podcast on the Aggies All the Way podcast. You can find that on any of your podcasting platforms, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever the case might be. And I had a great conversation with Jumani Robertson as well as DJT Alavea. You talk about the social unrest, the new class that they helped develop with Ross Peterson, with the Gary Anderson kind of spearheaded, Untold Truths, I think History 2210, a great class that is now being available at Utah State. It's just a remarkable way of taking a situation that is kind of an ugly situation we're involved right now. What can we do to do something proactive and help out? And that class is just remarkable.
Oh, it's going to be so exciting. I'm really proud of our student athletes and our coaches for having the vision and the courage to do that. I had the opportunity to spend some time with Dr. Peterson. We went down, Ross and I rode down together to see some donors a couple of weeks ago. And on our way back, all we did is talk about the curriculum for this course. And, you know, I recently had an opportunity to present before HBCUs, the Historically Black Universities, I've been serving on a committee, academic committee with the NCAA the last 9 years. And I presented to all of the HBCUs in our country about some academic issues that they were dealing with and some resources the NCAA puts out there to help historically black institutions. And as I was giving this, I was the only white person on the dais or in the panel on a Zoom call. I found myself really sensitive to what was behind me on the wall, you know, what the issues, and Ross and I talked about that right now. Our sensitivities are heightened as far as, you know, the messages we send and our biases. And he had such great insight as to the history. I asked him about statues coming down. He had such great insights about how that all worked out after the Civil War And he says it in a way from an educational standpoint that I think is going to be really beneficial to all of our students on campus, student-athletes as well as our general students that desire to take it. I'm really excited about that class.
Well, I know there's been a huge demand of people wanting to get in on that class.
Yeah, I think they're going to fill it and then some. Yeah. This is not going to go away. I think this is going to be a popular class going forward.
Speaking of classes a little bit, and this is – by the way, if you have questions for Jerry Bovee, you can reach out to us. We'll have an open mic section where anybody here wants to ask a question, we'd love to hear from you. You can also reach me on Twitter, at Scotty G Zone, and you can tweet at us, and we can let your voice be heard.
These guys over here in the front row just look like they've got something
more
than softballs to throw. So we'll see what they got.
But talking about classes, are you I know it's – a lot of kids are doing so. I've got a son here. I know you've got a son that's at Utah State. A lot of classes online, some in person after Christmas, or excuse me, after Thanksgiving, they all go online. How have your student athletes been able to handle that with grades and being able to, you know, they're still student athletes. They still got to go to class and do what they're supposed to do there.
They've done a great job. We had our best academic semester ever, I think. Ever in our history last semester, and they've done really well with it. They pivoted. It was a team effort. Our academic advisors jumped on board to help. But long-term sustainability, that's not the college experience for all of our students. And so getting back to being on campus and having all the activities that you have, I mean, as an Aggie student, we were here.
Oh, yeah.
And all of those social activities.
Greatest 6 years of my life.
Yeah. I'd have to add up on two hands. But the Halloween Hal and all the things that you do, you can't do that virtually. And so, you know, we need to get back. And we are. President Cockett has been amazing at having the vision of we've got to be back here. And, you know, she was asked the first week, what is the number of COVID? What's that magic number? And she didn't want to talk about it because we're going to do everything we can do to keep this thing going.
That's awesome. I obviously, the financial ramifications of COVID are significant. And because of that, because universities and athletic departments need as much support as they always can get, we're going to talk about some fundraising efforts coming up next. Ryan McClain's going to hang out with us as well as we are live here at Old Chicago. We'd love for you to come by, hang out with us, ask questions to Jerry Bovee. We'll continue on right here on the Aggie Coaches Show from Learfield IMG College.
Cash Valley, it's in your own backyard.
Who says summer's over? There's still time to get out and play, and we know just the place. Logan and Cash Valley. Rent razors or horses and explore scenic Logan Canyon. Hike or bike on your way to beautiful Bear Lake. Check out the farmer's market. Catch a live performance or a USU football or soccer game. Take in 9 holes of golf, eat at a great restaurant, feed the ducks, shop, or just relax. Escape to quiet Cash Valley for a romantic getaway or family fun. We've got it all, and so do you. It's in your own backyard. ExploreLogan.com.
Hey Aggie fans, come out to the Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. to watch the Aggie Coaches Show. Enjoy delicious pizza and great beer while you listen to Scott Girard talk about Utah State athletics with football coach Gary Anderson, men's basketball coach Craig Smith, women's basketball coach Kayla Ard, and athletic director John Hartwell. If you can't make it to the show, watch the live stream on Utah State Athletics Facebook page. We look forward to seeing you at Old Chicago, home of the Aggie Coaches Show. Discount Tire scours the competition to be sure no one beats our deals. Online or in store, we can offer you the lowest price on tires guaranteed. Save on tires for all of your vehicles, plus wheels, shocks, and more. Come see us today, 895 North Main in Logan, 110 South Highway 165 in Providence, and 728 South Main in Smithfield, or online at webtires.net.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Welcome on back. You're listening to the Aggie Coaches Show on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Scott Girard alongside Jerry Bovee, also Associate Athletic Director Ryan McClain. kind enough to join us as well. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, the pleasure's all ours. You got to classy up this joint a little
Everything
bit.
Got a little smarter now.
I know. Yeah, Ryan.
I'm the backup dancer.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ryan does not have a face for radio. Ryan has a face for TV. And by the way, you can also check us out on Instagram, or excuse me, not on Instagram, on Facebook, and also on the Utah State Aggie Athletic website as well for all the Aggie Coaches Show. All right, so Ryan, let's talk about your responsibilities and what you're involved with these days.
Yeah, so oversee our development unit, which is basically the day-to-day fundraising efforts for the department. So everything from our annual fund up through major gifts, and work hand-in-hand with Jerry on a lot of that as well.
I know when you came in, you started looking at various guys to give, you know, opportunities to, and Ryan was a guy you pointed to pretty quick.
I got to meet Ryan. So my wife and I came to a game in December, or no, probably February.
Nevada?
Yeah, we came to the Nevada game.
Oh, and the infamous one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And during that game, my wife reached over and said, we need to come back. And so the deal was done. But I sat next to Ryan, and we visited him, not knowing at all who the guy was sitting next to
yeah.
him. And, but he passed, and he's a sharp, you know, sharp young mind. He's started in the marketing area, which, you know, all great administrators should start in the marketing area.
There you go.
And he's an OU guy, so we got a couple of OU guys, you know, in our
department. I don't think the other guy counts.
Yeah, probably not, but Ryan counts.
Yeah, right? Exactly. let's talk about some of the programs, though. Well, first off, I really admire John Hartwell and his transparency in terms of what the financial landscape looks like. And while it's not pretty compared to some of your peers and compared to some at the Power 5 level, you know, it certainly could be much, much worse. He talked about how right now you're looking at somewhere between a revenue shortfall of about $3 million. And at that point, you look at, okay, what can we do? And I know that you look at costs that can be cut and some things that you can do. And then also, you have to ask for help. And it's okay to go out there and say, look, we need some help. We need some assistance. And the Aggie Strong program, Ryan, let's talk a little bit about that and what that entails.
Yeah, so we launched our Aggie Strong campaign in early August. So we're about a month into it right now. And really, it's based around, hey, let's all join together. It's obviously challenging times across the board, across college athletics. Everybody knows that. That's not a surprise. But let's join together and support Utah State however we can and make sure we're doing everything we can to get better during this time, take advantage of this time, and then on the other side, we're in a better spot. So we kind of look at it as, you know, it's an opportunity. Everything we can do right now, it's when people aren't watching us, I guess that's the old, you know, whatever you're doing in the off season, whatever kind of workouts you're doing in the off season. For us, whatever we're doing right now when the eyes aren't on us as much, that's going to make us better in the future. So really that's the gist of it. And there are a lot of different aspects to that from our football season tickets. Folks, you know, we've asked a lot of people, hey, if you've already paid for your football season tickets, we'd love for you to keep your money with us, and we'll roll it over to the spring or whenever we play football again. And that helps us out a lot right now. There's the philanthropic giving piece to that. So really a push to, hey, whatever you can do, whatever you can donate to help out with student-athlete scholarships and student-athlete resources, we'd love for you to do that. And then the major giving piece as well in our Blue A Society, which is really taken off over the past couple years. The Blue A Society consists of donors who commit to $25,000 or more over a five-year period. And we just in the past couple weeks, we've had four new donors step up at that level. So it's been really positive, and a lot of people are stepping up to help us.
Well, I know that in that case, too, there's a lot of great experiences at Utah State, and there's a lot of great things you can create for donors and opportunities. And I love the attitude of saying, you know, it's just not a one-size-fits-all. You meet with somebody and say, you know, what would you like? You know, you want to go on this trip, or do you want to, you know, be, you know, like there's so many different opportunities that you can do at Utah State with various coaches and various games and things like that to customize something that makes them, that makes a donor feel really excited to be a part of Utah State.
Yep.
Well, sorry, that's
my bad. No, we'll tag team
there
here.
There you go.
when I left here in 1995 to go to the High School Association, your only choice was Big Blue Club. It was the Big Blue Fund, yeah. Scholarship Fund. And so it didn't really address what all the passions of your donor base or your fan base was. And now you have this umbrella of Aggies Unlimited that encompasses the Blue A, the Merlin Olson Fund, the Wayne Estes Fund, the Big Blue Scholarship Fund, and other gift funds for each sport. So it's really a menu of what is it that you have a passion for, and let's find a fit. When you can find the fit to the donor's passion, then your opportunity for growth goes way high.
Yeah,
there are a lot of donors who, you know, maybe they're an alum from the softball program, or they want to establish a scholarship for student athletes, and you know, having those options available and being that bridge to work with our donors and figure out what they're passionate about and how they want to help our student athletes, that goes a long way. And so it's more than just, hey, we have the Big Blue Scholarship Fund, or hey, we have this facility project. There's so many more things that we can do, and whether that's just through a program, you know, softball, gymnastics, whatever it is, scholarships, you know, facilities, whatever. There, we have a lot of opportunities there.
Well, I like the fact that you're shooting for a number too, because for I think the rest of our lives, 2020 is always going to be kind of a dirty four-letter word. But you are looking for 2020 people that, you know, different philanthropic people to help out and support the program in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, and we're off to a great start. I looked this morning, we're at about 540, which if you compare that to last year, we're up about 30% this time. Compared to last year, so we're off to a good start. Obviously, a long way to go, and we're shooting high. I think the record of the amount, the number of donors, our highest number of donors we've ever had, I think it was about 1,600, I believe. So I don't think we've ever hit that 2,000 mark. So we're shooting high this year, and we have a long way to go, but we're off to a good start, and a lot of people are stepping up.
Do you get the sense, Jerry, when you talk to donors and talk to people, that they understand that? Yeah, okay, it's difficult times. What can we do together?
Absolutely.
To help out?
We've been on the road the last couple of weeks, spending time with donors, talking about what our situation is. And when John talks about a $3 million shortfall, that's after we've made $6 million in budget cuts.
Correct.
So that's a total of $9 million that we had to account for. And so the coaches have done their part. I mean, we've taken as much as we can take without getting into the bone of the program.
Yeah.
And so now we've got to find other ways to make this work. And we had to explain at the front end on the season ticket side of, hey, it helps us if you let that cash roll, because we need it to get through this year. We'll worry about, even if we don't play in the spring and it gets pushed to the fall, we'll worry about the fall next year, hoping that it's not a $9 million, depending on where we're at with this virus. So we had to explain, and when we did, overwhelmingly our fan base and alums and donors have said, how can we help?
Again, you don't have to be specific on this, and not just Utah State, but college football overall. It's going to be a while. It's not just next year. It's not too. You're going to feel people in college athletics are going to feel this year for a long time, right?
Oh, yeah. When you're talking about Power 5 programs looking at $100 million loan just to get by, I mean, I've got friends that have said, hey, if we don't find some resolution here, we don't know if we can make payroll after, you know, October. That's an issue. So it's not just going to be this is going to stay with us for a while. But we'll get through it.
Of course.
But it's interesting, the FCS seems to be a little more healthier financially because they're not, you know, the money is not as big as what it is at the Power 5 level.
When you earmark, you know, 25 to 35 million a year in TV money and it doesn't come, that really hurts. Mm-hmm. You get 1 to 3 million, it's a little bit more.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, in the SEC, I think they're up to 45 million now. So that's out. Plus, you've got NCAA money that doesn't come, from the basketball from last spring. So
I think since you guys punched your ticket, you should still get an NCAA tournament credit.
Yeah, I would think so too. But
I mean,
it was no soup for you, Kramer. You know, we didn't have a tournament.
You get to hold on to those for what, 5 years, is it?
Yeah, those shares.
The shares, that's what I was looking for.
It's a share, and for every win in the tournament, you carry that for the conference for 5 years.
Yeah. It's just like, hey, we made it. We were in, you know, we punched our ticket. We should get one of those.
We'd like to be in that 40 to, you know, if you can get wins every year and you start banking those up, it's a nice.
Adds up in a hurry.
Oh, yeah.
We'll continue. Actually, a couple other programs before we go to break. Let's talk about the Aggie auction. I know sometimes you've had it in fall, sometimes in the spring. November 12th. It's going to be the day, and it's going to be a virtual Aggie auction. Talk about that.
Yeah, we had a pivot this year. Past 2 years, well, I guess last year was the first year we had it in the fall. Switching it up for various reasons. But, yeah, looking at it this fall, obviously with a lot of the issues going on, and, you know, it'd be tough to do an in-person auction. We may be limited on how many folks can travel out, so we pivoted to a virtual auction. And the more we thought about it, the more we looked into it, I think there are a lot of opportunities there. People from all over the country can participate. It's not just, hey, you have to be here in Logan to attend. The registration fee is free, so pretty reasonable there. You could get in, be a part of it, and so yeah, I think we'll be able to have a good time with that, and it should be a good opportunity to get involved here in a couple months here in November.
The amount of events and also experiences that come at that Aggie auction are just incredible.
Oh yeah. I mean, gosh, the live auction last year, we had some tremendous opportunities and trips to the Final Four and the national championship game and safari hunts and you know, all these different things, and a lot of those things they're donated by Aggie alums and supporters, and so that goes a long way, and that's, you know, that makes a big, that event is one of our marquee events each year, and raises a ton of money for student athlete scholarships. So for us to look at the potential of not having it this year, that would have hurt us a lot. So being able to flip it a little bit and go virtual and look at those opportunities, I think will go a long way for us.
Now, that'll take place on November 12th. We'll start some silent auction bids. It'll go up on October 28th. And we'll tweet out some of the links to that. And then an event coming up here pretty quick is the Aggie Strong Virtual 5K.
Yep. So another virtual event, but next weekend. So basically Friday through Sunday, you'll have the opportunity to register. And over the past few months, you've seen a lot of these races go virtual. So you run it wherever you live, and we'll send you a little package with a race bib, a medal, a T-shirt, the whole deal. We want you to post about it, your route, your time. And so, yeah, that should be a fun opportunity just to engage Aggie alums, Aggie supporters across the country.
That's coming up September 28th through the 20th.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, we've used the word opportunity a lot tonight. Yeah. I mean, we could sit back and say, oh, it's terrible what's happened with this virus, but it gives you an opportunity to take a bad situation and try to create other connection points. And so we're looking at drive-in movies at Maverick Stadium. And if we can figure out how to do it, we're going to do it just to keep our fan base connected to us and keep talking to them and keep bringing us together of what we, you know, it's the Aggies that bring us together. This place is special, as you know. I mean, it gets in your, it gets in your DNA and it never leaves. And so we got to find ways to continue to connect.
I mean, you held your golf tournament, annual golf tournament. You did it virtually. Yeah, and I know a lot of people had fun with that.
We may do that even when this is over as an additional opportunity for those that aren't here.
Yeah.
To continue to connect and make it bigger and better as we go.
Take a break, come back. By the way, if you've got questions for us, we'd love to hear from you. If you're here at Old Chicago, just raise your hand and Ajay will come and give you the wireless mic. Also, if you are watching on Facebook, just type in your question and we'd love to hear from you on Facebook as well. You can also tweet at us, at Scotty G Zone, at Jerry Bovey. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Just at Jerry Bovey.
Let's
get the Twitter machine all fired up. Let's go. You're listening to the Aggie Coaches Show right here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Shopping online takes all of the hassle out of buying a car. And thanks to our redesigned website, LHMauto.com, we've made online car shopping even easier. One click shows you every vehicle for sale in the state. Estimate your payments and find a plan that works for you. Learn everything about the vehicle with a Carfax vehicle history and get the real value for your trade. Then stop by the dealership and pick up your new vehicle. Say hello to the future of car shopping at Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Online at LHMauto.com.
Bull's Head Grill has all your favorite meals for this Aggie football season and is conveniently located right across the street from Maverick Stadium. Choose from sandwiches, salads, pastas, burgers, and so much more while relaxing on our outdoor seating patio. Or take a comfy seat inside and enjoy one of our many delicious beverage options. Fuel your football game day the right way at Bull's Head Grill. Go Aggies!
Why rent when you can buy? With Everlight Solar, you simply take the money you already spend to rent power the old way and shift it over to pay for solar panels that you own instead. This saves the average homeowner over $36,000. This is the final year to take advantage of the full 30% federal tax incentive, so it is now or never. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Schedule your free consultation today at everlightsolar.com.
Hey, Aggie fans, come out to the Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. to watch the Aggie Coaches Show. Enjoy delicious pizza and great beer while you listen to Scott Girard talk about Utah State athletics with football coach Gary Anderson, men's basketball coach Craig Smith, women's basketball coach Kayla Ard, and athletic director John Hartwell. If you can't make it to the show, watch the live stream on Utah State Athletics Facebook page. We look forward to seeing you at Old Chicago, home of the Aggie Coaches Show.
It's time for a change of scenery. Hit the road this summer with a low-rate auto loan as low as 1.99% APR fix from USU Credit Union. Plus, apply now and defer all payments for 90 days. Whether you're refinancing from another financial institution or purchasing a new or used vehicle, financing your new auto loan is quick and easy. Apply on our mobile app, online at usucu.org, or ask for USU Credit Union financing at the dealership. USU Credit Union.
We'll take care of you.
Who says summer's over? There's still time to get out and play, and we know just the place. Logan and Cache Valley. Rent razors or horses and explore scenic Logan Canyon. Hike or bike on your way to beautiful Bear Lake. Check out the farmer's market. Catch a live performance or a USU football or soccer game. Take in 9 holes of golf, eat at a great restaurant, feed the ducks, shop, or just relax. Escape to quiet Cache Valley for a romantic getaway or family fun. We've got it all, and so do you. It's in your own backyard. ExploreLogan.com.
Welcome on back. It's the Aggie Coaches Show right here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Scott Girard hanging out with Jerry Bovee. Ryan McLean's hanging out with us as well. If you want your voice to be heard, you got questions just about anything Aggie athletics, we'd love to hear from you. Just raise your hand, and Ajay will run the wireless mic out to you, and you can ask whatever's in your heart's content. Even talk about Jerry Bovee's golf game if you'd like.
Terrible.
I'm not buying that.
Yeah.
That's not what I've heard. By the way, Aaron on the Instagram, or excuse me, Facebook page says, how does one contribute to a specific fund or cause within athletics?
Yeah. So a number of different ways. So you could go to aggiesunlimited.com and check out all the different funds. We have a bunch of information on there that kind of describes all the different areas that that you could give towards. You can make a donation online. You can call us up at the athletics department, and we kind of walk you through it, do it over the phone. If you have questions, we can answer those, and happy to come and meet with anyone and just talk through it as well. So, yeah, phone, website. You can even do it by mail, old school style.
Never been an easier time.
Yeah. So yeah. We can, yeah.
Or Ryan will come to your house.
Yeah, I'll come to your house, whatever you need.
With the mask on, though, you know,
yes.
We'll do it responsibly,
but
we'll meet you wherever you want. Another question rolling in, Jerry, and a lot of people I know are, you know, look, it's been since, I want to say, and Doug Hoffman can correct me on this, I want to say since 1998 when Utah State played Oregon State, was going, a Pac-12 team not named Utah was going to be in Maverick Stadium. Is there any news, question coming, any news on the Washington State front if you're able to get them back into Maverick Stadium?
Yeah, we're definitely working on that. In fact, I left messages today and emails with my counterpart at Washington State to look at, because we know we're going there next year.
Yeah.
So in essence, this now becomes, in our minds, a guarantee game, and then we hope to do a home-and-home in the future. I think we're set with our schedule into the 2024 year, and so we're working on 25, 26, 27.
Wow.
So that's the plan, is to try to work something out where we can get a home-and-home with them. and then inquire as to a option for a guarantee game next year.
People don't really appreciate how forward thinking you have to be when it comes to football scheduling.
Yeah, it's at our level you have four non-conference games, and if BYU in a home and home situation is one of those, we got to work around their opportunity to play because they're an independency, so they don't have a conference season. Yeah. So, you know, they're trying to fill a full season. I think this year they would have played, three? They would have played Boise State, San Diego State, and
Utah
us.
State, yeah.
So working them into the mix at a good time. We're trying to – our conference wants us to play in the first 5 weeks, if possible, so that you can play a full conference schedule all the way through to Thanksgiving. In our state, they kind of like to play our game over LDS conference weekend on a Friday night. And so we're working to get that solidified and then continue to find home and home opportunities as best we can to stay away from guarantee games where we're paying guarantees. And then looking at the right guarantee games that make sense for our program and trying to build a football program.
Another question rolling in. If seniors are granted an extra year of eligibility, will everybody be granted an extra year of eligibility?
Yeah, and we dealt with that in the spring when this first happened. We took the approach that we were gonna work as best we could within our numbers that we have for scholarship opportunities, and then work to get our seniors graduated. So that's what I foresee that it'll be for us. Football's a tough one because I think this year we have 16 seniors. So if they all come back, what does that do to the rest of your recruiting classes? Because it has to balance out. And so, you know, we don't have to make that decision right now from a budget standpoint. That's a huge chunk of change to figure out and I don't even know what it looks like to have a football roster size that's pushing 130, 135 with equipment and travel and all the other things that go with that. So I think in our conference, we're hearing that most of the Mountain West Conference schools will not bring back super seniors and add to their number of 85. That still remains to be seen, but we're working through those details.
I mean, it's a tricky situation. And I don't want to disparage the NCAA, but it's just kind of like, they said, you guys figure it out.
Yeah, in essence, they gave everyone the opportunity to do it, and then we'll see where it goes. And I just think it's, you know, for one, you've got student-athletes that they want to move on with their lives and continue. I mean, especially in football, it's a full commitment to your body.
A lot of it probably works itself out.
It does.
Yeah.
And underclassmen, we're not even talking about that right now. We got to get through the senior situation and try to meet their needs, and then we'll see where it goes. In the long run, we think through normal attrition, it will work itself out.
Yeah.
But it's on our radar to figure out how do we balance the numbers. And in most of your sports where your squad sizes are lower, it's easier. Football's a tough one. At an 85 squad size head count, it's a clunky at best.
Yeah, to say the least. If you have a question, again, for Jerry Bovee or Ryan McClain, raise your hand. We'll get to you. The other question I think is kind of interesting, too, in terms of how basketball could look like. And I know there's a lot of people really excited about this year's basketball team. The Basketball Oversight Committee kind of recommended, I want to say, November 25th. But is that's not an official
date yet. They don't really have the governing power but they're recommending that for a lot of different reasons. First of all, there's a huge lag right now with fall sports for those that are playing or trying to get a season in, and that's changing. I saw, you know, Oklahoma State change last night.
Yeah.
Their game. There's going to be a lot of movement that way. So, for a lot of reasons, that does make sense to get through Thanksgiving and then come back. We're starting to have more in-depth conversations about what it would look like for our fan base, how many we think we can get in the spectrum safely, and we'll see. I mean, we're hoping. I'm talking to BYU. They're hoping to start with 6,000 in football, which is lower than the number we were actually going to the governor with a month ago now. So we'll see where that all plays out. We've got different plans, and I mean, it's not going to look the same, and our fans, we've had good renewal in basketball already, and we're going to have to move them around at least for this year if we can get people in the spectrum.
And I think that's one thing. If you've renewed those tickets and you're getting excited, and you should be because this should be a really great team. Just understand that there's going to be some things at play here. We're
going to do our best to get everybody an experience, and it won't be what you're used to. And even where you know, we get used to where we sit and we want to be in that same place. We're going to have to move that around if we can get people in the spectrum safely.
Just from a science standpoint, you heard the Pac-12 make their announcement of their partnership with a rapid testing firm where they believe hopefully by mid to late October they can be testing people on a daily basis. Is that what it's, you know, pre-vaccine? Is that what you feel like is probably going to be necessary to be able to get sports back at a high level?
Well, testing and contact tracing has been our bread and butter this fall to this point, and we've been able to keep as many of our student athletes in on the field and in the court or whatever as we can doing that, rather than just shutting the whole team down. We've rarely had to do that. So yeah, the easier that gets and the quicker return time on those results, and with the CDC guidelines changing so much, now we're at a 10-day isolation period if you have COVID.
Yeah.
10 days from your test date. So, you know, you can test, get your results in 48 hours, and you're back in a week at that point. It's almost, in a weird kind of way, you're back quicker if you have.
Not from when you get the result, but when you get the test taken.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, by the and if it's a 4-day turnaround, you're back in a week from there. So I think we've refined it to the point where I can see a lot of success in playing and managing our sports in a COVID world. And we're not, I mean, every day we talk about vaccines. For a vaccine at the earliest to be something that's widely used and available, we're looking at mid-2021 to end of 2021 at this point. So we have to move on with the idea that we won't have a vaccine to figure this out.
Mm. The other element to it as well is travel for basketball and travel for other sports too. And I think that's something that is on top of your mind too. And I mean, there was some tournaments, some other things in play. And I know that that's a big question mark as to, you know, do we go to these tournaments? Do you travel your normal travel schedule? And it's just a lot easier when you have 15 as opposed to 85 or how many you ever travel with football.
No question. Now the chartering situation for football makes it a little easier.
Sure.
And we do charter some basketball, but it is easier to get about and move about. And there is talk about a bubble. I hear people say, why can't you just bubble all of it? Well, you know, that was a hugely expensive proposition for the NBA.
Yeah. $175 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and
that's
that might
one
be on
thing.
And that might be on the low side.
Yeah. And then we have student athletes that need to be in class and doing that. That's an important part of what we do. So I could see some tournaments coming about that where you could bubble inside those tournaments, which would, you know, would be very interesting to us. And we'll be looking at those opportunities. So there are some good things about that bubble concept within some of these tournaments that I think we need to look at.
Wrap things up coming up next. Final segment straight ahead. You're listening to the Aggie Coaches Show. Jerry Bovee, Ryan McClain right here on 97 on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Why rent when you can buy? With Everlight Solar, you simply take the money you already spend to rent power the old way and shift it over to pay for solar panels that you own instead. This saves the average homeowner over $36,000. This is the final year to take advantage of the full 30% federal tax incentive, so it is now or never. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Schedule your free consultation today at everlightsolar.com.
Cash Valley, it's in your own backyard.
Who says summer's over? There's still time to get out and play, and we know just the place. Logan and Cache Valley. Rent razors or horses and explore scenic Logan Canyon. Hike or bike on your way to beautiful Bear Lake. Check out the farmer's market. Catch a live performance or a USU football or soccer game. Take in 9 holes of golf, eat at a great restaurant, feed the ducks, shop, or just relax. Escape to quiet Cache Valley for a romantic getaway or family fun. We've got it all, and so do you. It's in your own backyard. ExploreLogan.com.
It's time for a change of scenery. Hit the road this summer with a low-rate auto loan as low as 1.99% APR fix from USU Credit Union. Plus, apply now and defer all payments for 90 days.
Whether you're refinancing from another financial institution or purchasing a new or used vehicle, financing your new auto loan is quick and easy. Apply on our mobile app, online at usucu.org, or ask for USU Credit Union financing at the dealership. USU Credit Union.
We'll take care of you.
Shopping online takes all of the hassle out of buying a car. And thanks to our redesigned website, LHMauto.com, we've made online car shopping even easier. One click shows you every vehicle for sale in the state. Estimate your payments and find a plan that works for you. Learn everything about the vehicle with a Carfax vehicle history and get the real value for your trade. Then stop by the dealership and pick up your new vehicle. Say hello to the future of car shopping at Larry H. Miller Dealerships, online at LHMauto.com.
Bull's Head Grill has all your favorite meals for this Aggie football season and is conveniently located right across the street from Maverick Stadium. Choose from sandwiches, salads, pastas, burgers, and so much more while relaxing on our outdoor seating patio. Or take a comfy seat inside and enjoy one of our many delicious beverage options. Fuel your football game day the right way at Bull's Head Grill. Go Aggies!
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
All right, final segment of the show. You're listening to the Aggie Coaches Show right here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This has been a fun show today. A lot to wrap our arms around, and we talked a little bit about basketball. When do you anticipate knowing kind of a start date? I've heard anywhere from like the 15th, 16th of this month.
That's kind of what we're hearing. The conference is still trying to figure out at the same time what a spring.
Yeah.
They're still focused on the spring, and there's some meetings this week with student athletes and coaches. And then, by the middle to the end of the month, I think the picture will be a little clearer on what basketball's plan is.
Because I think that's what people want, really, is like, okay, if we're not playing, what's the plan? And I know you guys are working feverishly behind the scenes to put that plan in place.
Honestly, that was what was so difficult about how we got to a cancellation of the fall sports season. You know, initially we heard all the pundits nationally saying by August 1st, we just have to know.
Yeah.
And August 1st came and went, and it just kept getting – Coach Anderson and I talked today about we've become professional can kickers.
Yeah.
Right? We're just everything's still in play. We're keeping all the plates moving, and we're everyone's waiting till the last available minute to figure it out. And for those that did wait, they're playing football right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that game last night happened, and we'll get a question. We did get a question. Why are they playing and we're not? And you know, the easy answer is for them, they don't belong to a conference, and we have a lot more siblings to deal with their issues in.
And when half the siblings are in California and other states that are struggling,
different
makes
perspectives
it a little bit more difficult.
For sure.
Yeah.
If we can be patient, I think we got a good chance of getting it going. You don't want to push on it too early and cancel it. You want to stay in the game as long as you can, but we need to know.
Yeah. Well, and I know that's something that you guys are working diligently towards and putting it together. Ryan, if people want to reach out to you and help out from a fundraising standpoint, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, you can contact me directly. All of my information is on the UtahStateAggies.com staff directory, ryan.mclain@usu.edu, aggiesunlimited@usu.edu. Call us up at the athletics department. Our information's on there as well. So we're easy to get a hold of, and we'd be happy to talk. And just kind of plug in Aggie Strong again. I mean, we're off to a good start, but we have a long way to go. And we need as many people to hop on board as possible. It's more than just the games, and we're seeing that. It's about the student-athletes and developing them for the rest of their lives and preparing them for the future. So we need the help. And whether it's $10, $10,000, if it's a scholarship, if it's a naming opportunity, whatever it is, we'd love to talk to you about that.
And before we let you go, again, the auction coming up in November, the 5K, though, coming up next weekend.
Yes, correct. Yeah, 5K next weekend. Again, all that information is on UtahStateAggies.com or AggiesUnlimited.com. You can find all that. So 5K next weekend, and then the auction in mid-November there. So it should be we got a lot of stuff to look forward to, even though we don't have games this fall.
Well, you know, like you mentioned, these are opportunities to have some fun and throw some stuff up against the wall and see if it sticks.
And that's the one thing that, of all things that make Aggies Aggies, is that connection point. I mean, we've talked about it many times.
Yeah.
It never leaves your soul, and I've found true Aggies to be that way. I mean, whatever we can do to connect and to continue to be together, that's what this is all about, being in this Aggie family.
All right, before we let you go, you're here at Old Chicago, perfect pizza toppings. You don't strike me as a pineapple guy.
Pineapple and ham for me.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Bacon and green peppers.
There you go. Now we're talking. Hey, big thanks to Old Chicago. Come on by. Hang out with us. We'll be here every Tuesday throughout the season. So come by. We're here again. Old Chicago. That and his crew do such a tremendous job. Grab yourself some food. Hang out with us next Tuesday right here on the Aggie Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From Old Chicago, this has been the Aggies Coaches Show. Brought to you by Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Driven by you, Zions Bank. We haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. And by Ford. Go further. The proceeding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Aggie Sports Network.